2WI.
Get home in good season. A2VLA.
Yep, well, we're just doing some computer work here, trying to catch up. Try the net here. Nobody else is doing it, so we'll start it. This is KC2WI Net Control for the Black River Valley Service. Net, is there any emergency traffic before I begin? This is KC2WI Net Control for Black River Valley Service. Net, the net meets every night at 9 o'clock on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655. Repeater is located on Jackson Hill, 5 miles from Boonville. This is an open net. All amateurs are encouraged to participate. Do we have any battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Do we have any Echolink stations? KC2WI Net Control for the Black River Valley Service. And I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2VLA.
KA2ZNZ.
Hi, KA2VLA, KA2ZNZ. Good evening. Go ahead, Clint.
KC2WI. Good evening, Pete. Well, it's been sort of a busy Saturday with the Woodsman's Field Day going full tilt in Boonville. We had more traffic. We had more cars than people up here. But I guess everybody had a good time. They had a nice parade. We had a family get-together at Lake Delta at 1 o'clock, so we missed the parade. But I've watched a dozen or two go through, and they've been always enjoyable. I'm sorry to miss it. But that's about all the excitement going. Just watched a little TV tonight. Watched the Yanks lose today and win yesterday. They're not very consistent. So we'll let you know. KC73.
Okay, very good, Clint. Yeah, busy day. And, I don't know, I'm trying to squeeze in some outdoor recreation here on these, during this week because it's supposed to get pretty warm and be pretty nice, and at this time of the year, this time of the summer, you never know. Could be nice for another, and warm for several weeks, and it could go back to being cool. Anyway, KA2ZNZ, go ahead.
Quiet day down here. Wife and I went to breakfast as always, and then kind of came home and relaxed today. So, oh, we did some shopping first. I forgot. We went to a bookstore there. My wife is quite a reader, and she likes to get her books. So I just take the opportunity to kind of walk around and look at maps and historical stuff. Anyways, I like to read things, but more technical type stuff. Okay, 7-3's all around. Back to you, Pete. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, very good, Jack. Yeah. Well, there's always something going on here. It's cooling off pretty good, which is nice. The only problem with this kind of weather, it's great, except the water, you know, it's a slow decline towards real cold water and the end of the swimming season. And it's actually not that slow a decline. It peaks usually around the end of July, and then all you need is a little bit of nights like this, and boom, you drop 10 degrees. Anyway, that can't be helped. But it's nice for sleeping. This KC2WI Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net looking for additional check-ins. Over.
KC2NBU.
This is WA2U. Good evening.
Okay, Ray and Okay, mental block. That's terrible. I must be getting old, John. Go ahead, Ray.
Well, good evening, Pete, and everybody listening to the net. We got 64 degrees up on the hill here, and I had went this morning to my buddy Carl, WA2OFM's estate sale. We lost him about a year and a half ago, and they opened at 9. I got there at 9:30, and they said that I was 10 minutes too late. Somebody came in, bought all of his ham gear for $150, all in the boxes. FRG7, all sorts of stuff. And boy, I wanted to get that. So I missed out on that, came home, passed a kidney stone, and so now I'm just taking it easy.
Oh boy, I hate it when you miss that kind of stuff. You know, whether you need it or not, it kind of, you know, for if the price is right, you know, you get it all, you decide what you want, and you sell the rest, and probably keeping what you want, you've still made money. But anyway, oh well, some guys just luck into that, you know, and I've heard people just get unbelievable deals. I got one of those many, many, many years ago. It was a friend of co-worker of Cal, KC2UD's, had this stuff from his father-in-law, maybe. I can't remember now. It was a long, long time ago. He couldn't sell it. And he had it, Cal, I guess, announced it and whatever, and I was up at WPBS, I don't know, was it like a year or two later, just stopped in for whatever reason, and Cal says, we should come back and look at this stuff. And I looked at it, and there was a 10-tech Corsair 2, and there was an ICOM 28H, which is the radio I'm still using in the back and with the other radios. And a bunch of other stuff, and I think that's where I got my 30-amp Astron from. And I said, well, I don't know. I'm not, you know, I don't really need, you know. And he said, well, make him an, I said, well, I don't want to insult the guy. He says, well, just, you know, he wants to get rid of it. And I think I gave him $100 or $150 or something. And, you know, I sold the radio for $300 or something when I finally sold it. But that's the way it goes. Sometimes you walk into those. I mean, I wasn't really cheating the guy. He was like, "I'm like, hey, give me anything. I want to get rid of it, you know." So that's the kind of deals you got to come across. Anyway, I'm just thinking about that. That would be really frustrating to me too. Anyway, WA2U, go ahead.
Okay, Pete, KC2WI, WA to you, John. John from Clay. And good evening to you, Pete, everyone on the net here this evening. And I'm not usually on Saturday evening. This is usually evening. Kathy and I have a few cocktails and have a stereo cranked up and listening to some music, but tomorrow we're going to a picnic. So, in Sequoia, so, that's not a good thing to do. So anyways, we'll postpone that. But I had a good day today, kind of summary out. Worked on a few projects around the house as they're getting ready for the picnic. Actually tuned around quite a bit on 40 meters. I heard a number of the lighthouse. I did not hear the one from Dexter. I heard the one from Dunkirk. I heard, three or four around the Lake Ontario area. Heard Cape May, but I did not hear the Dexter station on 40 meters, and band conditions seemed to be half reasonable, so kind of warm here, cooling off a little bit, but yeah, an LPF gentleman that it sounds like he had a bad luck. I think he said kidney stone and missing out on the DLC. He had quite the double whammy there today. Anyways, hope you feel better. And what else is going on here? I guess next week is New York State Fair. We don't really plan on going to that. But anyways, that'll keep a few people busy. So Pete, I'll turn it back over to you. And I know there's a net on tomorrow morning. I don't have any. We don't have anything up for 75 meters. But I might list on 3958. I'm not sure. As I said, we're getting ready for the picnic tomorrow, so we're going to ride down there with Bob Jackson from B2BJW. Okay, Pete. I'll turn it back over to you again. Name's John. KC2WI, WA2U, 73 to the assembled multitude.
Okay, John, I don't know why. I wanted to say Jim or Jack or something. I couldn't pull it out of my memory for some reason. Bob Jackson. I think I know Bob Jackson. Used to work at GE. I haven't talked with him in 10 years or 20 years or something like that. Is that the guy? Lived in Syracuse somewhere. I don't remember.
Yep, roger. Yep, that's the one and the same. So we'll be down at Sequoia tomorrow. The WB2BJW, Bob Jackson working. You're right there, Pete. Don't worry about it. This is what happens when you get older, WATU.
Thing is, I'm trying to, like, do three things at once here and figure out how I can maybe keep a couple customers happy and still get the heck out of here for some hot weather recreation, real go to the lake and swim kind of stuff instead of just sort of putz around during the day and getting this other stuff and trying to find things and that's it. Well, yeah. Yeah, I never exactly worked with him. I can't remember. He was sort of in the same area as me, but I never really, he wasn't like ever in my department. But I knew him as Ham. And, I guess probably Ian Lark and that kind of stuff. But in fact, the radio that I have in my car, the Yaesu 5200, the story is that, I bought that radio in maybe 1992 or 3, and it was the second one I bought. The first one, I can't remember where, if I got them both, whatever. I bought an ICOM dual band, and it was a bigger, physically bigger radio, and it was like a dual band, but it would only display one band at a time. I don't know if it monitored the second band, or you just had to switch and decide which one you were on. I can't remember that. I paid pretty good money for it, $450 or something. I think it was used, but I may have got it off the 2-meter swap, swap net that they had. And I went to put it in my car, which was still my Volkswagen Rabbit GTI in 92, and I just couldn't figure out where to put it. It was just a little too big, and before that I don't know what I was using, but anyway, and a week or two after I bought it, I think on that same swap net, a guy had this Yaesu 5200, which is a smaller, but the big thing was it was a detachable head, remote head, so I got that, and I think before I got the 5200, I had said I was thinking about it, but I had this other radio, and Bob had the same, looked like the same radio, but it was a 2-meter only version. He said, if you want to sell that dual bander, I'll give you what you paid for it. and he bought it from me. I'm sure that was Bob. And so I bought the other one, and, you know, it's been a pretty good radio. It has no backlights left, and you got to scream into the microphone. That's been that way for years, but it actually works good because I can drive with the windows open, not pick up road noise. And I guess if you run it for too long, people tell me that it starts to get noisy, and it starts getting real hot. But anyway, that's what I remember about Bob. So when you see Bob tomorrow, tell him I said hello, and I don't know, you know, tell him if he can get on this repeater or if he can get on HF or something, just give me a shout. And, you know, of course, the Sunday morning, North Country Group, 39958. And, you know, you can find me on eCars or some 40-meter frequency like that. And also that 3958, as the weather gets cooler, hopefully we'll actually get some people to check in there around 6 o'clock at night. So give them the word. Tell them I said hi. It's been, like, forever since I've talked to them.
Well, that's real strange. WA2U. 99.99% of that, who calls me on the phone but Bob Jackson? I was telling him he's talking to you, and I told him you said hi about the same time as I told him we were on the radio, but I did listen to all that. I think the radio head might have had before that, I don't want to hold that up, was a 51, I think. It's all coming back to when you lived in the neighborhood here. Help me with our computer, too. All right, Pete. Okay, well, have a good evening. I hope you get out on the lake, get some, you know, the summer's flying by. KC2WI-WA273.
Okay, no, John, yeah, Yaesu had a 5100 and a 5200, and they looked very similar, and the 5100, it was also a dual band, it was not a remote front panel, but it had more memories and stuff. Mine is like 13 memories per band. But they were similar. They looked very close. But the one I had was an ICOM. And Bob might even remember that. So it was an ICOM dual band, and it was, I wouldn't have a clue. I'd have to go look at pictures and, you know, vintage early 90s ICOM mobiles to try and figure it out. But I bet you he might even remember that if you ask him. Anyway, or he might say, I don't remember that at all, but I don't know. Anyway, John, we'll talk to you later. This KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins.
This is KC2YXN. Name is Kathy. Just checking in to say hi.
Okay, Kathy, KC2YXN, good evening to you, too, and thanks for the check-in. It's KC2WI, and do we have any additional check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? This is KC2WI. We'll make this the last call for check-ins or comments for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, hearing none, this is KC2WI, now closing the Black River Valley Service Net, approximately 9:24 p.m. Thanks, Clint and Jack and Ray and John and Kathy for checking in. KC2WI.
Check in tonight with or without traffic calls. Stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
This is November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. No traffic. Good evening.
KC2NBU, good evening. No traffic.
Okay, very good. I remembered your name tonight. N2WPX, hello, Dennis. And KC2NBU, all right. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. Any other stations? Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated as always. Have a great evening. Have a great Sunday. KA2000.